We are in the middle of the second Mishnah, Perek Vav, Perkei Avos, discussing the importance and value in learning Torah. Quotes the pasuk in Sefer Shemos, "Va'omer v'haluchos maaseh Elokim hema." It says that regarding to the Aser Sedibros, the luchos were the handiwork of Hashem. "Va'michta michta v'alkim hu," and that the writing was the writing of Hashem, Chorus al Veluchos. And on these tablets, on the Aser Sedibros, the words were Chorus, were engraved. So on this, the Brisa, which this is really a Brisa, the Mishnah says, Al Tikra Chorus al Cherus. Another way of reading, because it's the same letters, just with different vowels, Nekudos, instead of reading Chorus, engraved, Cherus. Freedom. Shein loch ben chorin el mi shosik b'talmud Torah. The fact that it says in the pasuk that the luchos were chorus, it could be read that the luchos are cherus. By learning Torah, which is the Aser Sedibros, which is represented by the luchos, a person is able to achieve cherus, freedom. He says not only that, but there's no other way of achieving freedom. El mi shosik b'talmud Torah. Only someone who is engaged in learning. And obviously one would have to define what exact does freedom mean. Freedom does not mean that you can just do whatever you want. But freedom is that a person has mastery over their life, and mastery over and control over their destiny. You can do that which you really wish to do. And therefore, in the Kahati defines that when a person is free by learning Torah, you're no longer meshubed to Yitzhahara, which means a person who does whatever they want could actually show a lack of control, that they're not in control of their life, and therefore they're not free. And to one's taivos of their lave, a person who has these desires that they just cannot do anything about, so that's not a person who is free. So a person who learns Torah is able to learn how to be able to refine their midos and become a better person, and therefore be more careful of how one reacts, the way one speaks, and the way one feels. The whole mishoisik b'Torah tadir, anyone who continuously is learning Torah, harizem is Allah. It's something which will elevate you. It brings down that you'll be elevated to a position of gedula, but it means that you yourself become a greater individual. Shnemar, and it's derived through a pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar. It says, "Mimatana nachaliel, b'nachaliel b'mos," which is referring to different locations. But it could be derived and darshan in the following way: "Mimatana," which is referring to a gift that if a person learns Torah, it's found in Sefer Bamidbar that they make themselves like a midbar. In which, in other words, that a midbar, anyone can go, and a person does not act like they're haughty, but rather a person who learns Torah becomes very humble, which is comparable to a desert, to a wilderness, which anyone could walk all over it. On that, a person, in turn, is only through matanas, because of the gift of Torah. And then it says, from that gift, nachaliel, this is a nachla, this is an inheritance, that the matana, the gift of Torah, you end up inheriting and acquiring it on a greater level. And then it says, and from one who has now acquired this, menachaliel, bamos. Bamos means in the heights, which is again derived from this brisa, that once a person learns Torah on a continual level, then ol gedula, that a person will be elevated to the highest of heights.